We are up to Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph. Seide Hadlokas Ner Chanukah Umakom Hanachasa. This is a very packed and juicy siman. Okay, let's start with Sifah now. In Siman Tov Reish Nun Vav, which we went out of order, so we didn't learn that. In Hilchos Arba Minin, there's a whole discussion over there, how much does a person have to pay for the Arba Minin? Meaning a person is very poor. So how much money should he have to give? There's a whole discussion over there. In general, there's a general halacha in Hilchos Tzedakah, how much money, so there's a very strong minig to give 10%. What if I want to give more? So there is, in fact, there's a whole discussion if the halacha is really how relevant it is to everybody, but you're only allowed to give up to 20% of your money for tzedakah. You're not supposed to give more than that. You shouldn't become poor. Okay, but if you're on the Forbes 400, you're a billionaire, so that's a whole discussion in the post. Fine. We should have the problem. So that's by tzedakah, and there are those that apply it. Okay, when we learn Tov Reish Nun Vav, we'll get into the details. Over here, in Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, the Rambam tells us that a person who is mamish poor and lives off of tzedakah, he still needs to get money for Neros Chanukah. He needs to sell the shirt off his back, literally, Lashon HaRambam, or he needs to go door to door and ask for tzedakah, or he goes to the Gabbai tzedakah. He must do whatever he can in order to be able to light Neros Chanukah. Now, there seems to be an exception to the rule, because it doesn't say that in Tov Reish Nun Vav in the laws of Arba Minim. If a person is so poor and he lives by himself and he can't afford to buy Arba Minim, so he's butter. So the Magid Mishnah explains that the Rambam got this halacha from the Arba Kosos of Leil Seder. Leil Seder, the Mishnah, famous Mishnah, the beginning of Arba Pesachim, tells us, "Afilu oni bi Yisrael, al yifchasu midali kosos." Afilu minatam chuy. A pauper has to have dali kosos, four cups of wine, on Leil Seder. Okay, so that also seems to be an exception to the rule. Why is that an exception to the rule? So the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah explains to the Rambam, over there, the reason is because the Arba Kosos are presuming Nisa. To publicize the miracle that Hashem did in taking us out of Mitzrayim. So Neros Chanukah is also presuming Nisa. So the Rambam learns what's written in Halacha, or what's written in the Mishnah over there, the Rambam applies over here to Chanukah. So those mitzvahs which involve presuming Nisa, the Rambam holds you have to sell the shirt off your back, you have to go to the Kupat HaTzedakah, and you have to make sure that you're able to fulfill the mitzvah. So let's see. Tov Reish Ayin Aleph Sifah. Tzorach Lizayr Ma'od Badlokas Neros Chanukah. You have to be very careful with the mitzvah of lighting Neros Chanukah. Even if a person is poor and he only lives off of the tzedakah, Sho'el Omoche Ksusa V'lokeach Shem Al-Hadli. He has to be Sho'el. Mishabur explains Sifkot and Gimel, Sho'el ala Psachim, he has to go asking door to door for money, for help, for lighting Neros Chanukah, or he has to sell the shirt off his back, Omoche Ksuso, in order to buy oil to light Neros Chanukah. Okay, the Bir Halacha explains this, Dibur Maslav Afilu Ani, Rav Magid, Kosav, the Rambam, Lomad, Kei, Midin, Dali Kosos, the Zev, Zabim, Mishum, Pesumin, Isa. They're both presuming Nisa. It's explicit in the Mishnah. There are no Mishnayos that talk about Chanukah. There's one Mishnah, Baba Kama, that mentions Chanukah derech Agav. There are no Mishnayos and Shas aside from that, that talk about the mitzvah of Chanukah, except for that one in Baba Kama, which is just, what happens if the Ner Chanukah lights something on fire, and what are the halachic the financial ramifications. There are no Mishnayos that talk about Chanukah. The Gemaras are found at the beginning of the second parak of Shabbos and parak by Mamadikin. There's like three daf there that with brises and Gemaras that talk about mitzvah Chanukah. So we certainly don't have a Mishnah telling us he has to sell the shirt off his back and he has to go begging for the mitzvah. But the Rambam learns it out from Four Kosos, which is in the beginning of Arba Pesachim, which is a Mishnah. And therefore, continues the Bir Halacha, Just like there's an obligation on the Gabbai Tzedaka to make sure everybody has enough money for Arba Kosos, there's the same obligation on the Gabbai Tzedaka to make sure everybody has enough money to light Hanukkah candles. If the Gabbai Tzedaka doesn't give him, so then he has to do what the Shulchan Aruch says, like the Rambam says, sell the shirt off his back or go begging door to door. Okay, that is Sif Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Sif Katan Beis, Mishum Pirsumei Nisa, as we discussed. Sif Katan Aleph, famous Gemara of Armina, Gemara in Shabbos, Harogil Bener, Haibino Bonim, Talmide Chachan. One who is accustomed to lighting candles will be Zocha to Bonim, Talmide Chachamim, Shinemar, Kiner Mitzvah, V'Torah. Or, Upirish Rashi Azeh Ner Mitzvah, the Shabbos, V'Chanukah. Through the Mitzvah Ner of Shabbos, V'Chanukah, he'll be Zocha to Talmide Chachamim. I have a chance to look at what the. So why don't we see everybody, all from Jews, are careful about lighting Neros Hanukkah and Neros Shabbos? Why don't we find that everyone's sons are Talmidei Chacham? Okay, maybe we'll discuss that another time, but now we're going to go on. Okay, that's it. Sif Beis. Okay, Sif Beis is probably the most famous sugya in Hilchos Hanukkah. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Daf Chav Beis, and Menal brings out a Braisa, Tanur Rabbanan, Mitzvah Chanukah, Ner Ishu Beisa. There's three levels of the Mitzvah of Chanukah. The first level is Mitzvah Chanukah, the basic Mitzvah, Ner Ishu Beisa. One candle per household, per night. I mean, it doesn't matter if there's one person in your house, or 10 people in your house, it doesn't matter if it's the first night of Chanukah or the eighth night of Chanukah, you're only going to light, every night, you only light one candle, period. Mahamahadrin, those who are mahadir after mitzvahs, they run after mitzvahs. Ner lekol echad echad. They're going to light a candle for each person in the household.
What is this from?
This is my notebook.
I know.
This is a Gemara in. This is the Brayos of Shabbos Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Perik Vamemadot. So mahadrin ner lekol echad echad. There's five people in my household, we light five candles. There's 10 people, we light 10 candles. What about the second night, third night, every night? If there's five people in my house, I light five candles. Every single night. There's no difference. Now the next level, Mahajim and Mahajim. Those who are super duper Mahadir. Now this is the only area of Halacha where we find the Mahajim and Mahajim. The Kashrus organization that borrowed it from Hanukkah to tell you that their products are super duper ruper kosher, mahajim and a mahajim. But this really only appears in Halacha and Hilchos Hanukkah. Mahajim and mahajim, beishame omrim, yom risha madlik shmonin heros, and every night you're poches vaholach. Famous shita beishame, the first night of Hanukkah you light eight candles, eight, seven, six, five, down to one. His Hillel says no, the first day you light one, and then you're mosi vaholach, one, two, three, until eight. What's the machlokes b'sil v'shamay? The Gemara is not to explain. Yomim hanichnasin or yomim hayotzin. Are we counting the days that are coming in or the days that went out? How many days we have left or how many days are already, you know, how many days of Hanukkah are already behind us or have we already started? The other explanation brought down to the Gemara is Beishamai goes down similar to the Parei HaChag, the cows that were sacrificed for the Korban Musaf. On Sukkot, goes down every day, one less cow. What's the connection between Sukkot and Hanukkah? That's for Homer. And Beis Hillel says, no, Malin Bekodesh Ve'emaridim. We have a rule. We always go up in holiness, not down, so therefore we go up. Okay, so there's two different reasons brought down for both Beis Hillel and Beishamai. Obviously, we passed in like Beis Hillel. Now, here's the million-dollar question. The idea of Mahadrin min Mahadrin, that you go, according to Beis Hillel, from 1 to 8, is that going back on the Ner Ishu Beiso, on the Iker Din Chanukah, which is only one candle per household, and we're going to go 1 to 8, but only one per household? That means it doesn't matter if I have 15 children. I'm going to light one candle. The household is going to light one, second night two, three, until eight. Because Mahajim and Mahajim is going back on the Iker Ner Ish U Beisa. And that is the opinion of Tosas. Tosas says only one menorah, one Hanukkah candles per household, and you're going to go from 1 to 8. And he explains why. If every person, if you're going to have five people in the house, you know, five candles, 10, 15, then I don't know, when I see 15 candles or five people lighting three, is it three people lighting five? Is it seven people lighting 2.5? You don't know what it is. And therefore, only one Chanukiah, one menorah per household. That's Shifta's Tosfos. And that way you know exactly how many nights of Chanukah it is. The Rambam says, no, Mahajim is not going back on the Ikke Neri Shebeisa, which is only one per household. It's going back on the Mahajim. The Mahajim is one per person. And now, each person is going to go from 1 to 8. And that is Shitas HaRambam. Although, the real Shitas HaRambam is that it's one. If there's 10 people in my house, the first night I'm going to light 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. That's what it sounds like. That is the pure Shitas HaRambam, which sounds like it means we include the girls, we include the babies, we include everybody, and I am lighting for everybody. I'm just lighting 50 candles. I have 10 people in my household, fifth night, I'm lighting 50 candles. Okay. So again, the Rambam holds that Mahajim and Mahajim is going back on the Mahajim. The Mahajim is light one candle per member of the household. Mahajim and Mahajim, each person in the household, or for each person in the household, you're going to light each night 10, 20, 30, until you get to 80. And Tosfos says, no, it's going back not on the Mahajim, but on the Neri Shebeis. So one per customer, one per household. And then each household is only going to go from 1 to 8. Now, interestingly and ironically, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Shitas HaTosfos, with only one per household, going 1 to 8. And the Ramah basically paskins like Shitas HaRambam. Okay? The Be'er Heitev over here points out, look at the Be'er Heitev, always Gimel, even though we didn't do yet the Mechaber and the Ramah. V'zeh Chiddush, this is a big Chiddush. She'asfar dinogin ketoisis v'ashkenazin k'Rambam. The Toisis was the Iker Poskim for Ashkenazic Jewry. The Sephardim are going with Shita Toisis. The Rambam, who is the Iker Poskim for Sephardi Jewry, the Ashkenazim are going like the Rambam, and the Sephardim are going like Toisis, says the Be'er Heitev, Zeh Chiddush. We do not find this in other places. This is unique. This is very strange. Okay, so now let's see that inside. Before we see it inside, so when the Beis Yosef brings down Shitas Tosfos, one per customer, and now when the Darkei Moshe, who is the Ramah's commentary on the tour, when he brings it down, from the Mahara Miprag, not the Maharal, this is precedes the Maharal Miprag, the Mahara Miprag, and he says like this. He says, Tosfos says one per customer. And one of the reasons he says one per household is he's afraid you're not going to know how many candles is it. 20 candles. Is it two people lighting 10? Is it 10 lighting 2? Is it 5 lighting 4? Is it 4 lighting 5? You don't know what the story is. Okay, so says the Marami Prague, we who light indoors, they used to light outdoors, we're going to discuss that at length hopefully tomorrow, but nowadays, says we light indoors. Indoors, I know how many people are in my family, so when I look at the candles, I'm not going to be, the candles are indoors, they're for me, they're not for the street, I'm not lighting outside. So I know if there's 20 candles, exactly if it's 2 times 10, or 10 times 2, or 5 times 4, or 4 times 5, I know exactly what the story is. So I don't have to worry about that. That's A. And B, once I'm lighting indoors, when you're lighting outdoors, we'll learn, everyone's supposed to light by the tefach ha-samach ha-pesach in the doorway. Once you're lighting indoors, this one lights in this room, this one lights in that room, this one lights in the fleisha counter, the milk counter, the kitchen table, everyone lights somewhere else. So it's very easy to look and see, you'll look at the candles right away, and you'll know what night of Hanukkah it is. So the Darkei Moshe brings down this Marami Prague, who is sort of paskening like the Rambam, but it's more of an extension because it's not the Balabayat lighting 30 candles. It's each person lighting on their own. And they're lighting in different places. And that way you don't have Tosfos problem that you don't know what the candles represent. Let's see that inside. Kamen Eros Madik. Tofresh Ein Alex Ibez. Kamen Eros Madik. Balayla Risha Madik Echad. Mikamen Erech Mosib. Aholach Echad B'chol Layla. So we start with one. And we add one. Obviously, Achibel Acheron Yiyu Shmona. We go up to 8. Even if he has 18 children, lo yadliku yoser, he does not light more than that. There's one menorah per household, 1 to 8. Says the Rama, Hagav Yesh Omrim, they call Echad and they Abayis Yadlik. That everybody's supposed to light on their own. Now, here in the parentheses, it says Rambam, right? That's Shitas Rambam, sort of. Okay, V'chein HaMinik Poshet, that is the simple Ashkenazic Minik. And he says to avoid the Tosis problem, that you don't know what the candles represent, they should be careful. Everyone should put the candles in their own separate place. So that you know how many candles you are lighting, how many nights of Hanukkah it is. Now, nowadays, we don't necessarily do that, especially nowadays when we start lighting back outside, or even not mamish outside, but people light, you know, in the window. But everyone, we're probably more advanced than they were in the olden days, everyone has their own menorah. So then, even if they're next to each other, you can tell, this is a menorah, this is a menorah, this is a menorah. So I know it's not just the balabayas, like the Rambam said, lighting 30 candles, and we don't know what those 30 candles represent, because each one, even though it's not really in a separate place, although I guess if it's possible to put it in different places, maybe it's better. Although we'll learn, it's important to publicize the miracle, and depending on the kind where a person lives, you know, it's supposed to be in the place that's most viewable to the outside world, to be Mefar Seim the Nes. So, not everyone has so many different locations that they can split up their Chanukiyot into so many different places. But okay. Mishra Sifkot Dan Ches, here's explaining the Mechab Bishita, one per household. Bein Balayla Rishon Ben Mishalias. Nakol Nigrarim Etzel Balabais. Everyone is dragged after the head of household. I feel Banav Hagdolim Umasharasav, even his maids, his servants, his big children, Kevanchim Smuchim Al Shulchan Bikvias, since they are permanently eating on his table. Permanently is not a good word, but Bikvias. On a regular basis. They're regularly eating on his table in his household. Hein Bechal B'nei Beiso, they are considered part of his household. And they are all Yotze with his candle lighting. Okay, that is Shitas HaMechaber, like Tosis. Now, when we say everyone lights their own candles, Mishabur points out Sifkotun Tes. Levad mi ishto di kugufo, the wife doesn't light, the wife ishto kugufo, the wife, the husband lights, and that fulfills the obligation of the wife. Now, from this Mishabur, it does sound like the single girls living at home should light their own candles. However, there are numerous posts that bring down that the minig is not like that. Again, me'ikar din, neri shabesa, you only need one candle for everybody. If you want to be mahadir, so it's a part of mahajin, min and mahajin. So women, we're going to learn for sure, achayiv neros chanukah, avheina yubosu anes, whatever that means, which we'll get to. So if a woman lives alone, she's the head of household, she lives by herself, or whatever, she doesn't have a husband, so she's chayiv in lighting candles, just like a man. But when she's living with her husband, there ishta kagufo, the wife doesn't light. But even the women, well, even the girls, again, from the Mishabur, it sounds like they do light, but the meaning nowadays in Eretz Yisrael is that the girls do not light, because they are all just part of the household and included in the lighting of the husband and the father. Why that is, there's a Chasam Sofer that talks about, since they used to light outside, it wasn't Sanua for the women to go outside where it's getting dark with all the men to light candles. The Chasam Sofer has such a svara. They bring down from this Ola Shmuel that the minig is for the women not to light. So, Lamaisa in Eretz Yisrael, by the Haredim, the meaning is that most girls do not light Hanukkah candles. Even though, again, Mishabur, it sounds like they should. Mishabur just singles out, Levad mi ishto, mi kagufo, which sounds like the single girl should.
Avi nevoso
anes. But it's not, no, so the chiyuv of Avi nevoso anes, so that everyone agrees if they're living by themselves, then for sure they're chayim. That's for sure. The question is when they're... Okay, then there's a discussion if husband and wife are like one unit. So when I was learning yeshiva in Queens, there was a Rebbe from Muncie there. A Rebbe. And for some reason, Hanukkah is a very popular time to make weddings. And the weddings were usually closer to Queens than to Muncie. So for him to go home to light candles and come back for a wedding would have been very, very difficult. So he had his wife light candles at home. And he was Yotze with his wife's candle lighting because the husband and wife are one unit. As long as they're lighting at home. If they're lighting out of the home, then it's already subject to debate. The very large Dirshu footnote 23. That's the big machlokes. But what, if they're lighting at home, it's the same with Shabbos candles, Hanukkah candles, they're one unit. Whoever's lighting at home is automatically motzi the other one. So this Rebbe was Yotze. I always found it fascinating. Like, here's this girl with a big white beard, has his wife light Hanukkah candles for him. I always found that interesting. So he's Yotze, you know, with his wife lighting in his home. And then he would listen to the Bachrim and Yeshiva light the candles and to be Yotze the Brachos, because there's a whole Indian of making the Brachos, the Birkas HaRoez, a whole discussion which we'll get to. So the whole Indian to hear the Brachos, so he would hear the Brachos from the Bachrim, but he's not going to be, you can't be Yotze Hanukkah candle with the Bachrim. He doesn't live in the Yeshiva, he lives at home. He's Yotze with his wife lighting at home. Now, there is a separate discussion. If everyone, Me'ikar Adin, is really Yotze with the head of household lighting, so how can they all go then make their own bracha? That's the minig. There's different explanations for how that exactly works, but that's what we do. There's a bir alocha v'yadim ha'asa b'layla rishona madlik echad. This is going on the Mechabe Shita where it's only one per household. Armini gwarad mitzvah chanukah ner ishu beisa. Skip the brackets. Okay, explains. So one of the reasons we said over is Kineged Yom HaNichnasin V'Yom HaYotzin. Beis Shammai holds it's Yom HaNichnasin. There are 8 days coming up. 7, 6, 5, 4. They go 8 down to 1. Beis Shammai says Yom HaYotzin. The days that have already come in. So today's the first night. So the first day came in. Then the second day came in. So the Bir Halacha gives more of a understanding to that. But Tam Kineged Yom HaYotzin V'Zeh Yom She'omei Bo Nimna Im HaYom She'yotzu Kvar V'Hainu. What does it mean? She'b'zeh Yed'u V'Yizkru HaKol Kama Yomim Yotza B'Asmada Saneis. It's not just, oh, day one, day two, day three, how many days we're eating latkes and sufganiyot. No, it was one day of Nes. 2 days of that little Pach Shem keeps going. Day three of miracle, day four of miracle. That the Nes kept going. That is more Shevach to Hashem, where it's not just, okay, another day of eating latkes and sufganiyot, but it's another day that the Pach Shemen burnt, and another day that the miracle has continued. Okay, so that's Tarfresh, Ayin, Aleph, Sif, Aleph, and Sif, Beis.